Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadinhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop audio review, Gotham, Talib Kweli, and Diamond D. Ken, is this a group?
Yes, they okay. do consider themselves a group, something that kind of branded. I watched the interview they did with Ebro.
So, okay. Yeah,
they said it's a group.
Bet. The only reason why I asked, because I guess I didn't look at the Apple Music title that hard, but it says Gotham, comma, Talib Kweli, and Diamond D.
I think they stylized it that just to kind of let people know who's
who
in the group.
Who they are, exactly. Because yeah. you say yeah. Gotham, I don't know, who the fuck is Gotham? So yeah, so that makes sense. But yeah, I didn't get the fact that they were a group like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because I saw Talib Kweli, Diamond D, I'm like, all right, cool. But just now, it just kind of, just looking at it like, oh shit, wait, hold on. But with that being said, I'm not going to go into no bio. Y'all niggas need to do some Googles if you don't know who the fuck Talib Kweli or Diamond D is. So go do your Googles. I'm not going to scapegoat y'all. Y'all niggas go do that shit. But yeah, I didn't know that they were a group, Ken. I didn't know Talib was still actively making music mm-hmm. like that. And when you sent this and I looked at it, I was like, damn, that's a lot of features.
Mm.
That's a lot of features. So I kind of didn't know really what to expect. Now, we kind of know, like, I know Diamond D's production style. I know Talib Kweli, but it's kind of like, okay, it's 2021 though. Mm-hmm. Like, where are you guys going to go? And then you name yourselves Gotham. You know what I'm saying? So that's like, I don't know, that sets the bar a little high. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for somebody that may never have heard of Talib Kweli or Diamond
D. It puts a seed in your head.
Yep. It does. It puts a seed because you think Gotham, you think Batman, you think New York, you think your mind goes through a big rabbit hole. And it's like, if you mm-hmm. don't know who these guys are, what does this combination sound like?
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to take a step back and just be like, okay, like, 2021, we got these two legends of hip hop. What the fuck are they gonna do? And Sons of Gotham was a great introduction. Mm-hmm. Great introduction to what they got going on. And then it goes into Olympic. And I didn't like the hook.
Mm.
I felt the hook was weak. And even like the reference to the Olympians. I don't want to call it corny. It's definitely not hokey. I don't know the right verb to describe it, or the adjective to describe it. But I just a little lackluster on Olympic. The quiet one with Busta, I thought was interesting
mm-hmm.
because the energy that Busta brought, I felt was needed, and it felt good, even though he wasn't crazy Busta, but it was enough of a difference to balance
yeah a little
it.
Bit of a pulled out yeah yep. pull back
sorry, yeah. exactly so I like that the quiet one on Mama's. Let me see. Yeah, I remember this shit.
That gave me a Talib Kweli and
what's his name, High Tech.
Yep.
It felt like that. Yep. Mama's felt like that. Our Mama's felt like that. Attention span with Sky Zoo. I was like, damn, Sky Zoo probably need some more joints with Diamond D because I really liked how Sky sounded on that. Talib was cool on that too.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, so I know I've already talked about like the first five songs, but like overall, it was a cool listen. I wasn't blown away. I think I was more excited about the names
mm-hmm.
because they're legends. And it was a good project, but it's just kind of like, it's cool.
Yeah. I like it. Talib is one of my favorite artists. So I was really interested to hear him rap. I haven't listened to any new stuff from him in a minute. And of course, you know, I fucks with Diamond D.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe not like you, but when I saw Gotham, I was like, oh, this is about to be some grimy shit. Mm-hmm. So it was a little lighter than mm-hmm. I would have liked. That's my fault, not their fault. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, you know, it led me to a little bit of a disappointment. So I had to keep playing it over and over again mm-hmm. to kind of just get a feel for what they were going for. I watched the interview just to kind of get an understanding of like their mindset. And he just ended up and apparently Diamond D just sent him a bunch of beats for him to take one, and he took them all. And he recorded most of this like in a weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So I think for me, like starting out with Sons of Gotham, I'm like, who the fuck are you talking about? That's what I want to know, because he was going off on somebody that wasn't named. And they did a feature together, and it sounded like it just got messy. So I really wanted to know, you know, what that was about. But overall, I like what Talib was doing on here. You know, I think he gave you some knowledge at times.
Mm-hmm. A lot of knowledge.
Yeah, which you come to expect, which is what I go to him for. And then, you know, he was rapping. He's always a really good rapper. So you're not going to be disappointed or let down with the rapping style.
Yep.
And Diamond D as well with this production. So, you know, it's always on point as well. So I rock with it. I tell you, it definitely did pick up for me with Chilling While Black.
Yes. Yeah,
So standout track for me.
So I wanted to say that Attention Span, In Due Time, and Chilling While Black were the three joints that really stood out, because he was addressing shit right now. And it's one of those things that 10 years from now, more than likely, it's still addressing those same things. Because I really like the hook on Attention Span. He said, your money is as short as your attention span because you ain't paying no attention, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like this microwave society, these young niggas, they don't pay attention to the fucking detail, which is why they mess up. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just don't. And then in Due Time, it's like, look, man, stay consistent. Stay consistent. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get what's coming to you. But Chilling While Black, bruh.
Yeah, nah, that's...
I feel like that's the theme music to every black man in America.
That needs to be pushed more. Mm-hmm. And it's being slept on. I don't see people talking about it, obviously. I don't know if people know much about this being out. Mm-hmm. Some people are tired of Talib Kweli, if I'm being honest, because of his little spat that he got on Twitter now. You know, that's Twitter. So, you know, people on Twitter are different. So people like me can separate all that. I don't give a fuck about all this shit. You know, are you rapping well and do you sound good over beats? And he does. So for me, what he gets into, that's his business. He's not on Twitter anymore and he's doing his own thing. But yeah, I'll Tell You Later. I thought that was good. I think it closed really, really strong for me because I like that beat on I'll Tell You Later. Nico Is, I thought was cool. I remember Nico Is. Yeah, I think that was one of the guys that I think Talib was working with back in the day. Or somebody was pumping this guy and said he was going to be like Nets. Like he was going to be dope. I just now realized who that was. If that's the same guy, I'm pretty sure it is. But I thought that was dope. And The Fold. I thought The Fold was a good closing track. Mm-hmm. So I thought it opened really, really well. It caught my attention. Like, who the fuck are you talking about? And then I think it closed really well. And then it gave me something to think about. So I think overall, this was a very, very solid project from Diamond D to Talib Kweli, two legends of the game. And they both came out, man, this game is easy for them. Mm-hmm. Like they can step on the court and give you 25 and three easy. You know, like this is what 100%. They do. So I think just in a slow market that we're in, to get
it's
something.
It's the perfect time for a project like this.
To get something of quality, good with it.
Yep.
And there are definitely some tracks that has replay value for me. And I think just as a fan of Talib, this will probably have replay value for me. I didn't walk away like, woo, man, that shit was fucking dope. But for people that fucks with Talib and this type of hip hop, like, I hit a B and be like, yo, man, yeah, get that little Talib. Well, listen, man, it's really solid, man. Like,
yeah, it is.
Fucks with hip hop, you need to listen to this shit.
100%. So I'm not going to lie. When I saw it was Diamond D and Talib, One of my thought processes was like, I hope this shit don't sound dusty.
That's a good point.
I hope it don't sound dusty because you're gonna literally age yourself out of hip hop. altogether. Yep. And but what I liked about it was it's not dusty,
nope.
but they stay true to who they are as artists.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it sounded like a revamped version of Boom Bap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Especially like when we talking about Chilling with Black with the horns and everything, mm-hmm. it sounds up to date. It doesn't sound like some shit that was produced in 1990 and you touched it in 95 and then you sent it. Like, no, mm-hmm. like this sounds really good. You yep. know, and the fold is dope as well. So I walked away. I walked away better than I walked into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you know, I let it. I think I played this like three times, like back to back to back. And I was like, okay, yeah, I really like this. This is good.
Yeah, you can't like. I had to for me. I was like, okay, I can't just surface listen to this.
No, you can't. You can't.
I had to kind of really just tune in to what's going on here.
Because yep. okay, so if y'all follow us, y'all. Probably know where I work. I'm not going to name the name, but I was doing some trainings on the computer when I first turned it on. So I got the computer talking to me and I'm hearing this and I'm like, whoa, he's saying some real shit. Mm-hmm. Like I gotta pay some attention. So then when I put it back on, it was when I was actually doing inventory. So it's just me in the boxes and I'm scanning shit. So I could just, you know what I'm saying? Just tune in. And that's when I was like, okay,
cool. Yep.
Like this is dope. This is dope.
Yeah, same with me. Like, I, you know, was sitting at the computer, man, and just kind of looking at charts, you know, the stock market all day. And I was just able to just kind of look at that and kind of tune into what's going on. Because I forgot what I was doing the first time I was listening to it. I think I was halfway listening. And I was like, okay, do I like this or I don't? Like, what's going on? But once I kind of like, just like, let me sit down and fucking listen. I'm like, okay,
yep,
okay,
yep,
there
yep,
we go.
Yep. Yep, same thing. So it is somewhat on the shorter side, but I definitely think it's worth picking our favorites. So I'll go first this time. Give me Sons of Gotham. Give me Attention Span. Give me Chilling While Black. And give me The Fold.
I'll take Sons of Gotham, Chilling While Black. I'll tell you later, The Fold, and The Quiet One.
Bet. That's what's up. Look, man, support your boys. You've been doing it. So we appreciate you guys. 1,000 downloads per day. It's Ken, just to put that into context a little bit, tell the people how many downloads per month we were doing last year this time.
Ooh.
I know it's not going to be an exact number.
No, but no, I got you. Have a rough estimate. 8 maybe?
800?
8.
8,000?
8,000 for a month, something like that.
Per month.
Anywhere from 8,000 to 15,000.
So look, we've more than doubled that. And that's because of y'all. Obviously, it's also because of us because we're giving you the content to digest, but we haven't talked about it on a YouTube channel like that. You know, every now and again, I may mention it. You know, when we review an artist that we're doing on a YouTube channel, but we also probably just did it as a podcast review. But it's you guys. So all we ask is for you to continue to share our podcast reviews, post it on your social media, post it on your Twitter, be like, hey, have you guys heard of this? Boom, post it up there. You know what I'm saying? Send it to one person, send it as a text, send it as an email, just send it. That's all we ask you guys. Also, if you'd like to continue to support us via Cash App and PayPal, hit us up, hashtag DE365. So that way we know, you know what I'm saying, you're supporting the 2021 movement, one review a day. So I got one promise. Tomorrow there will be another review. I can't wait till we get to December 31st and I'll be like, maybe there'll be another review. Maybe.
Yep.
But yeah, man. But we appreciate the support, man. We out. Peace.